Want to know what strategies real graduates use to launch their career? Well, here's your chance. From personal stories to insider tips, our interviews with graduates and campus recruiters will equip you with the knowledge and inspiration you need to take off and stand out from the crowd. Brought to you by Prospel, your one-stop shop for finding and securing your dream internship or fresh graduate job.
Can you tell us a bit about your background, like what you studied, what your first job was, and a bit about what you do now?
Sure. So back in 2015, I came to the US as an international student. And here I studied computer information systems at Baruch College in New York City. Actually, before transferring to Baruch, I went to a community college for 2 years, again in New York. Then I transferred to Baruch and I got my bachelor's degree in computer information systems. Around like 2 months before I graduated, I was interviewing with like companies to have an offer after I graduate. And one of those companies were Big Four, one of the Big Four firms. So around like October, I interviewed with one of the Big Four accounting firms, and then I got an offer from them. But the start date was in August 12th. So I was going to graduate in December. And from December to August, I had like a gap 8 months, which was actually great because I had a job offer lined up and I had 8 months to like do whatever I wanted. So that was actually perfect. So the offer was, when I got the offer, it was risk assurance, which is an IT audit role, but then they changed it to digital assurance. So I was actually digital assurance and transparency associate at that firm, which is basically IT audit. So I was in the audit team, but we were doing IT audit instead of like financial audit. So we had clients from, mainly our clients were healthcare companies, from pharmaceuticals to big healthcare analytics companies too. And we were testing their IT systems, ITGC. So we were doing IT audit work. So after about a year, I decided IT audit and Big Four accounting was not for me at all because of the work hours, because of the work that we do. It didn't really resonate with me that much. I didn't really find that much value in it. For me, at least, it's valuable for the companies and they have to get audited. But for me, it wasn't really valuable, actually, and it wasn't fulfilling. So I actually, before I graduated, I was looking for data analyst jobs and business analyst jobs since I graduated with a computer information systems degree. So I wanted to give that a shot again, since I didn't like accounting and I didn't like auditing. So I started looking for jobs and it took me around like 2 or 3 months to land the job that I'm at now as a data analyst. So I think exactly after a year at the Big Four firm, I started another job as a data analyst and I've been there for about a year and a half now. So yeah, I work as a data analyst currently.
Nice, nice. So you went from college student to IT auditor to data analyst, basically.
Yes, correct.
Got it. Could you explain what IT auditing means to like a student who's never heard it before?
Yeah, it might be really hard because I was asking this question when I was attending the networking events at Big Four firms, and even during the interviews, I was asking this question, like, what exactly is IT auditing and what you guys are doing day to day? And I didn't really get the answers I wanted. It didn't really make sense to me. And after I started, even like first 5-6 months, still, I wasn't aware of what I was doing, and I was told that this was normal. So my seniors and managers, they were telling me like, you're not going to know what you're doing. Just do it. And if you have questions, ask us. So this might be actually kind of challenging to like explain students what IT auditing is. But basically, instead of auditing financial statements and financial related stuff, we audit our clients, which are companies, usually big companies, their IT system, their IT infrastructure. So who has access to what platform in that specific company? Who owns that platform in terms of like who manages it, who oversees the like people who uses them. This is actually one aspect of IT auditing. Like we have to test those to see everything is aligned and everything is accurate. Because if not, they're not going to pass the test and it might be an issue for them when they file the audit. But other than that, I'm not sure what else I can say about IT auditing.
I guess the first question I have would be like, what aspect of the IT system do you audit? Like, I imagine you don't audit the, you don't check the whole IT system. So are there like specific parts that you focus on or,
So actually what I remember is people having access to certain environments in the company. So when I say people having access, let's say the company you work for uses SAP, and not everyone has access to that specific part of that SAP system. Only like let's say five people has access to it. So if any other person for some reason uses it, it does not pass the auditing test. So other than that, I can't really remember what else was included in IT auditing.
Got it, got it. So you basically see, was it mainly checking like access? Like who had access to what?
That's what I remember, but definitely there was something else too, most likely. But my point was when I said I didn't really like it, it didn't resonate with me, was it's very different from data analysis. We weren't really doing analysis. We weren't really getting insights from the data. We were just, filling out documents and reports, which was boring and very, very busy work. So yeah.
Got it, got it. I saw a lot of people online saying that for IT audit, they do a lot of screenshotting. Is this a thing?
Yes, that's a thing, and that for some reason didn't make sense to me. But basically, we were on client calls, and they were showing us their, let's say again, SAP, and they pull out who have access to that specific part of SAP, and like there were lists of peoples. From like 5 to 100 to 100 people, and we were taking screenshots during the call, and then we add them to the documents that we prepare for the audit. So yeah, there were definitely a lot of screenshots that were taken. So yeah, that was interesting actually. I forgot about the screenshots, and yeah, it was interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, that was a common theme on Reddit when I was looking into
Yeah, I'm surprised because I didn't see that anywhere other than I think I talked about it too in one of my videos, but it's been a long time, so yeah.
Yeah. And what kind of work do you do as a data analyst now?
So the company I work at now is a healthcare analytics company, and our clients are, like I said, they are big healthcare companies again. Like we provide services to them. They're from hospitals to big pharmaceutical companies to even cancer research companies too. So the work that we do, especially our team, it's a very specific concept in healthcare analytics, and it's actually very new. So it's this common data model called OMAP, and the team I'm at now is we are responsible for converting our clients' EHR, EMR, or Epic data into this common data model called OMAP. So yeah, that's the work I'm like as a team we're mainly doing, and I'm one of the data analysts on the team, and I am mostly using SQL to gather insights from the data, like writing queries, writing scripts even, and after I analyze and assess the data, I write ETL specs for our developers to run the scripts and actually complete the conversion into OMAP. So that's what we're doing as a team now at my company currently.
Got it.
So yeah, it's more of an analysis work rather than, filling out documents and reports, I would say.
Yeah, it does sound a little bit more rewarding.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like you also service healthcare companies, so in both of your roles so far.
Exactly, yeah. It happened, I don't know, randomly, but yeah.
Interesting. So you didn't, did that help you when you were trying to switch jobs?
I believe it did, yes, because I remember during interview they were asking me about my clients, not like specific names or anything, but like them being healthcare client, me seeing some of the healthcare data helps me landed this job. But it didn't really help because like at my previous job, I wasn't going into the data and actual healthcare data. I was more looking from outside rather than like going into the data and analyzing it. So it didn't help in that aspect, but it definitely, helped me get this job.
Got it, got it. I'd like to rewind back to when you were a student.
Sure.
Did you do any internships or anything, or
Yeah. So actually, before I switched my major to computer information systems, I was an HR student. So my major was human resources management. Then I switched it to computer information systems. And luckily, I didn't lose any credits because they were both under the business school, Zicklin School of Business. So at first, I was HR student and I had three HR internships actually. Yeah, one of them was in a small startup at New York in New York, and it was an unpaid internship. It took about like 3 months, and I was doing that when I was while I was a full-time student. And the other internship I had was again in New York. It was a paid one, but they paid very less. I was a part-time intern, but at least I got paid something. It was a real estate company. Again, I was also an HR intern there. Yeah, internships I did was mostly HR internships. But yeah, after I switched my major to computer information systems, it was already like close to my senior year. So, and in my senior year, I don't think I did an internship. Well, actually, I did. It was a nonprofit company, and I was a business analyst intern, but it wasn't a data analysis work, meaning like I wasn't analyzing data or like dealing with huge data sets, but it was more of like, more of like a business analyst work, meaning I was organizing what we were doing basically. But yeah, that was a business analyst internship at a nonprofit company.
Got
So
it,
yeah.
got it. And how difficult was it to get a internship, to get internships as an international student?
Yeah, so they had to be an unpaid internship since I was an international student. That's why my first two internships was unpaid. But then luckily I got a green card, so meaning I was authorized to work. So my next internship was paid because of that. And then I wasn't an international student anymore, so yeah. But I definitely had challenges being an international student. The tuition was very high. Getting internships was hard because I could only find unpaid internships, which I don't know, there was a lot of competition back then. Like it was very hard to find one. So, but yeah, that's about it.
Got it. Got it. Wow. Wow. So that's pretty cool though. It sounds like you were able to land your Big Four job without like a relevant internship.
Exactly, yeah. Because most people had Big Four internships before. Like most of my class at Big Four, meaning like people who joined at the same time as me, most of them had internships a year prior, and I might be the only one, or maybe there was another person that who didn't do internships with them. But yeah, I was actually surprised too, because they have huge advantage compared to me since they did an internship. But luckily, yeah, things went well and I got the offer.
Nice. And how did you first hear, how did you find out about all of your internships and your first job?
So the internships, I don't think anyone like told me or taught me, but I knew what internships was, and I knew it would help me get a job after I graduate, because I knew people who graduated from college and they didn't have any job yet, and I didn't want to be that person, so I tried to do what I could. So I was, my English wasn't even good back then, during my first internship, and I was applying, I was interviewing, I was messing up interviews. But yeah, I had one close friend whose name is Akif. So he's my closest friend actually. Him and I, we pushed each other every single day, in terms of like academics, in terms of our careers. So he was also doing internships while I was too, but we didn't have any other friends who were looking for internships or doing internships. So I would say no one told us, but we were actually like going out there and, finding stuff, us
Wow,
too.
that's really cool. And did you find these opportunities like online or like on campus or yeah, how did that work?
Yeah, the ones I found were online. So platforms like LinkedIn and Indeed. Actually, I was using Indeed more back then. So I found my internships through those two. But my friend that I just mentioned, he found an internship through his professor from college. So, but yeah, mine were from platforms like Indeed and LinkedIn.
And do you remember how many like applications you had to make to get an internship?
Internships, most likely it was around like 50 to 100, but I wouldn't say it was more than 100. But definitely I applied to more than 100 jobs when I was trying to get a job after college, and when I was trying to switch jobs from Big Four to data analysis, I applied to a lot more then.
Yeah, that sounds generally the number of jobs I hear people applying to in New York, generally,
Yes.
from my own friends too. So, yeah. Yeah, it's
It's
definitely.
not the best way. I'm gonna say it's definitely not ideal to like, apply and not do anything about it. The best way, that's actually how I got my Big Four job. So I didn't apply to that directly. I attended to a networking event, and then I connected with two to three people from them, and I DM'd them through LinkedIn. I asked for a coffee chat, and then one of them, we had a Zoom call, and one of the other was a phone call. So after speaking to them and speaking to the recruiter, then I submitted my application, and I think that's how I got my interview in the first place. But if I didn't attend those events, if I didn't speak to the people I spoke with, and after if I applied, I don't think they would have given me the interview at all. So yeah, I don't think just applying does not really work anymore. And And yeah, I should listen to myself sometimes because.
Makes sense. Did you try networking for any of the other jobs you applied for, or was it just the big four one that you did networking for?
Actually, yeah, I networked for maybe two other jobs, and one of them gave me interview, but I failed. Then Big Four came along and I stopped applying to others, and I stopped actually networking since I had a Big Four offer. But yeah, I did like two other networking for like two other companies, but they didn't work out. Big Four did. So yeah.
Interesting. Okay, cool. And what was like the general application process like for all of these like internships and the Big Four firm?
So I think the internships were simple since I was only going to be an intern. Like there weren't any technical questions, technical assessments during the application process. So I would say just filling out some information and sending out the resume, and that's it. I don't think it was that hard to apply to the internships. And same for Big Four too. It took like maybe 10 minutes to complete the application and no technical assessment, even no technical questions since I was an entry level hire. So yeah, I would say the application processes were smooth.
Got it. And for the Big Four, was it like online application, a couple questions, and like your resume and like transcript or something like that?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure they asked for transcripts during the application. They definitely did when they were doing the background check. But yeah, just like you said, a couple of questions, my address, my personal information, and my resume. And I think that was it. I don't think I even uploaded a cover letter, which I actually don't like. So yeah, it was only my resume and some couple of questions, and that was it. But
Okay.
the work that I did was, like I said, before the interview. So I was networking for about like a month before I submitted my application. So yeah, the application itself was easy, but the work before that wasn't really that easy. It
Got
took some
it.
effort, actually.
So the legwork leading up to the
Yeah.
application.
Yes, true.
Okay, got it. And do you remember any of the like questions you had to answer? Was it just basic personal information, or did they ask also like why do you want to apply for this job and stuff like that?
Yeah, I would say the interview questions were pretty basic and general questions, but I can say that they were mostly interested in my leadership skills and taking initiative. So they asked for specific examples from like any leadership related things that I did. And I gave examples from my previous internships. I gave examples from the school group projects where I led some of them. So yeah, they were pretty basic questions, but they were mostly interested in my leadership and people skills, I would say.
Got it.
So yeah.
So no like questions about IT at all.
Not at all, no.
Wow. That's so fascinating. And were there any like tricky interview questions or any questions you had difficulty answering?
So for the Big Four, the interview was two steps, and they were like back to back, 30 minutes with a manager and then 5 to 10 minutes break. And then 30 minute with a partner this time. The interview with the manager, it went smooth and it was easy. But then partner interview came along, and he was this dude. He was actually like drinking wine while he was interviewing me. He was like staying back, and it was a casual interview for sure, but his presence was kind of intimidating since yeah, I wasn't really experienced in like doing interviews with those kinds of people. So it was kind of intimidating, but I wouldn't say there were like trick questions. One thing I remember, that partner, after he asked some questions, he always followed up with like another question related to questions he asked. So his interview wasn't really that general interview like other ones. He was pushing me to like give him more answers and like following up. Maybe he wanted to know if I was like, you know, bullshitting. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, so they wanted to know if I was like saying the right things and I was not like lying about the experiences and examples I gave him. So, but other than that, it wasn't really hard and they were really tricky questions.
Okay, that's good. And so in comparison, would you say the earlier interview, that one was more like the manager going down a list of questions?
Yeah, I would say so. It was more of a, she was a lovely person too. And she was like, she was smiling. She, you know, she made me feel comfortable. But yeah, I would say it was like a list of questions that she wanted to go through, which actually was easier for me because I was prepared. I prepared a lot since it was a Big Four firm and I wanted to get the offer. I prepared a lot and it worked out actually.
Cool. How did you prepare?
So, oh, yeah, that's another thing. So I had a friend who worked at the same company that I was going to interview for at Big Four. He worked there for 2 years and he did the exact same thing that I was going to do, the same role. So I spoke with him about the role and about the interview. He gave me his insights as best as he could. So, and then I checked Glassdoor.com too for interview questions. That helped me a lot too. So I had like maybe 15 to 20 questions and I prepared answers for each of them. And I prepared a lot for them too. I think my preparation was like a week long. So I was like practicing my answers. I was mock interviewing with my friends too. So yeah, I would say that's how I prepared. I prepared my answers a lot. Then during the interview, I didn't really like hesitate to answer and I didn't really stutter. So that was helpful because I knew what I was talking about during the interview.
Got it. That's probably especially helpful if English isn't your first language.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
That makes sense. Yeah. Looking back at your time there, do you feel like there was anything positive that came out of it?
Definitely. Yeah. So I learned how to work in a team. So our team was 7-person team or 8. Me, the associate, my senior, 2 managers, director, and a partner. And we were working closely, especially my senior and my managers and I. I mean, I did internships and I did school group projects, but it's definitely not the same as like working in a real work and real team. So I learned how to work with a team. I learned how to, you know, deal with managers and stuff, because sometimes it might get hard, especially during busy season at Big Four. They are usually very stressed during that time. They were working a lot and they had a lot of responsibility and I didn't. And if I do something wrong or if I ask too many questions, sometimes they could get triggered, but I didn't take anything personal because I knew they were busy. I knew they were stressed. So there was nothing against me. So I would say I learned how to work with a team. I learned how to speak with clients for sure, because we were client facing role. So we were constantly on client calls and I led some of them. So other than that, I actually learned delegating and assigning tasks to other people too, because we had an offshore team, meaning like they were from outside of the US and they were helping us with the work that we were doing. And towards the end of my time at Big Four, I was actually like, for some of the projects, I was overseeing those people and I was like assigning tasks and following up with them. And I learned how to, I would say, lead people too. So yeah, they were actually valuable lessons that I learned from Big Four. I'm definitely not, well, am I regretting that I went to Big Four? No, actually. Yeah, so I learned a lot from Big Four. So yeah. Oh. I wish my role was data analyst rather than an IT audit, but still, it was a good experience for me. I learned a lot.
Cool. So you talked about learning about teamwork. Can I ask, like, what does it mean to like get better at teamwork?
Well, I wouldn't say I got better. I would say I learned it from scratch, because that was my first real full-time experience. So even though like I had, like I said, group projects where we were, you know, communicating through Slack, we were having meetings and stuff, I felt it was different in a real job setting, which it was more serious, I would say. Maybe it's the case for Big Four, because my current role, we're not that serious. But again, it's not like a school group that like we're buddies and we hang out. So yeah, I would say my team working skills didn't improve, but I learned how to work in a team properly at Big Four. But there's still room for improvement. Definitely. Definitely a lot to learn.
Interesting. What would you say was the most difficult part of working at a team at the Big Four?
So like I said, at first, I didn't really know what I was doing. And at Big Four, learning curve is like very steep and there's a lot to learn, and it's kind of impossible to learn everything at once. And like, you have to take notes every single meeting, every single, like everything your manager says, you have to like take note of it. Otherwise you're going to forget it. So I would say it's maybe not directly related to teamwork, but I would say, you know, not understanding what they were saying. And I feel like I was asking too many questions too, which was definitely normal, but I didn't feel good about it, that I was asking too many questions. So I would say those two were kind of challenging at first at Big Four. But towards the end, it was becoming easier. But then I left, so yeah.
Wow. So did you learn to, was the lesson that you learned to ask less questions? Or like, how do you
know
that?
The lesson I learned was, it's okay to ask questions if you don't know anything. But before going ahead and asking your managers especially, at least try to like figure it out yourself before going ahead and asking. But if you find that you're spinning your own wheel and you can't get anywhere, that's when you have to like ask questions, which is going to help you and help the team as well. So mm-hmm. So yeah, that's one thing I learned from Big Four.
Okay, got it. And how long, like, is there like a time where you give yourself, okay, if I can't figure this out in 30 minutes, I ask a question?
It definitely wasn't 30 minutes. It was longer than that. But I think it depended on the task that I was doing. Like if there was a tight deadline and if I had only like maybe a day or two, I wouldn't spend too much time trying to understand it myself. But if I had like a week or so, you know, I would try to figure it out myself first. And I gave myself a little more time to, you know, understand things. But yeah, it depended on the tasks and the projects and the deadlines.
Got it. So it sounds like you learned some like soft skills while you were at the Big Four.
Definitely, I would say soft skills. And I didn't really learn any hard skills other than Excel. We were using Excel a lot, and I wasn't really good at Excel before joining Big Four. I mean, I definitely knew how to use it, but at Big Four, my Excel skills accelerated. But more than technical skills, I would say soft skills. I learned a lot of soft skills and improved my soft skills at Big Four.
Nice. Oh. Would you say it was worth it?
I would say it was worth it. Again, I wish it was a data analyst role, because that would have made me have like 2.5 years of data analyst experience, but it was still worth it because, yeah, the team was good. The clients we were working with were good. So yeah, it was worth it.
And how would you describe, you said your team was good. What did you mean by that?
Even though there were some tough times during busy season, they were all supportive of me and of everyone of the team. And yeah, it was easy to communicate with them, especially my senior. I think he was the same age as me, or he was 1 year older than me probably. But yeah, he was also cool. We were like friends who worked together. So yeah, I really liked my team there, but I didn't really like the work, so I had to make a change.
And are you able to like pick the team you go on at the Big Four, or not really? You just have to luck out.
Well, at the associate level, I don't think you can, because you're assigned to different teams. I was on 2 to 3 different teams at once. And I'm not sure if I had a say in it. Yeah, I'm not sure if I do, but probably managers, directors, and partners, they could pick what teams they wanted. But yeah, definitely not associates.
Makes sense. Looking back, if you had gotten 2 job offers, one for Big Four doing IT audit and one doing, and a non-Big Four job doing data analysis, which one would you pick?
Yeah, interesting question. If I didn't have the Big Four experience, meaning like if I didn't know what Big Four was gonna be like, I would probably choose Big Four because of its name. But now that I know I don't like the IT audit work, I would go with the data analysis, even though it might not be as big of a company as Big Four, but I would still go with data analysis because I feel like you have more opportunities once you get into data analysis rather than staying in IT audit. I mean, if I stayed at Big Four, I could like become a senior in 2 years and then manager in maybe 3-4 years. If I stayed at that same company, that's one way to grow. But once you become a data analyst, you can, you know, I feel like your opportunities open up a lot more rather than being in accounting. So yeah, I think, yeah, I would pick data analysis if I knew Big Four. But if I had no experience in Big Four, I would probably go with Big Four because of its name.
Got it. Makes sense. So I guess the takeaway for students is if you're interested in something, make sure you try to get experience in it.
Definitely.
Like, try it out and yeah. Okay.
Oh, by the way, I don't want to like talk bad about Big Four either. So like there are a lot of people and I have a lot of friends who really like working at Big Four and it's their dream job. I'm just sharing my own experience, so don't take anything like from, you know, don't take it as I say it. It's just my own experience and my personal experience. So there's nothing wrong with working at Big Four and it's definitely a prestigious job. So if you have a job offer at Big Four, congrats. It's a big deal. So yeah, I just wanted to say it out. I throw it out there.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, it is a dream job for a lot of people. And one thing people often say about the Big Four is you get a lot of learning and training opportunities. Did you find that? Do you think it was up to what you were expecting?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, that's actually true. I had a lot of training time, especially like after things started to slow down, especially like after busy season. I had a lot of free time between like client works, and Big Four, we have a lot of training opportunities. So yeah, I would say it's a great company to work for if you value like trainings and upskilling. So yeah, definitely agree with that.
Got it. And so how long is it was busy season? And then when it was not busy season, like how much of your day could you spend training?
So during busy season, no trainings at all. It's all client work. And our busy season as eye charters, it depends on the client too, but mostly it starts in October and it ends early March. But outside of busy season, again, you have other client works and other projects to work on too, but definitely not as busy as during busy season. So I would say I was spending, depending on the week, I would say I was like spending maybe 1 to 2 hours a day mostly during trainings. So, and sometimes it went up to like 8 hours a day of training. Wow. Not every single day, but yeah, some, especially like right after busy season when things got really slowed down, I had like too many like free time, so I was getting myself busy with trainings. But yeah, it depended on the week, but yeah, I would say 1 to 2 hours a day was realistic outside of busy season.
Wow. And was the training helpful?
I think, again, it also depends on the person who takes it. If you only like watch tutorials and trainings, it wasn't really helpful. But if you do something with those, if you like implement those somehow, or if you try to build something, it was helpful. But I'm not going to lie, some of them wasn't really helpful for me because I was being lazy. But some were helpful. But yeah, I think it depends on the person who takes the training.
Makes sense. Do you remember what was most helpful for you?
It might have been advanced SQL training that I was doing on my own. Like, they weren't providing the training, but they had a platform that had a lot of trainings and it was a self-paced training. I think that might have been the most helpful one because that helped me during my technical interviews for data analyst positions that I applied to like shortly after. So I would say, yeah, SQL, advanced SQL trainings.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to use SQL for your IT auditing job. You just took the training on the side.
Yeah, we weren't really using SQL in IT audit, which was a bummer too. We were mostly in Excel, like I said, and they weren't really like analysis work. So yeah, I had to work on them myself. And I had to like do some personal projects to like advance my SQL skills and show employers something, since I didn't use SQL yet before.
Got it. And can you talk about, I guess, in general terms, like salary and benefits at the Big Four compared to like maybe what you do now?
Yeah, so at Big Four, I was very happy with what I was getting, especially this was an entry-level role, and it was my first job out of college. And they actually raised the salary. So I got the offer 8 months before I started, right? So I got the offer in October, and I was going to start in August, so not even 8 months. I think it's 10 months. So I signed the agreement for sure, and there was a salary on it. And then they, after like 5 to 6 months, they bumped that salary up by $10,000. So wow. that was actually great. And I was very happy about for sure. that. So yeah, for an entry-level role, I think it was a good salary. It wasn't like six figures or anything, because it's not a big tech company. It's a big four firm. But yeah, I was happy with the salary, and the benefits were definitely great too. There was one benefit that if I walked certain amount of steps, I was getting, I think it was for every single month, for 10,000 or 20,000 steps, I was getting 10. And then for 30,000, I was getting $30. And then for 50,000, I was getting $50. I was getting like extra $100 or $150 for just walking. So it's a small thing, but it definitely had great benefits. Big four. So yeah.
Like 10,000 steps per day or like? Per month.
I think it wasn't per day. I think it was either per week or per month. So, but you had like, once you complete 10,000, you can't like do one more, like within a month. You could like, most you could get was probably $120 or $150, but I was getting my steps in to make money, you know.
The hustle. Yeah. Do you ever miss your big four time at all?
Honestly, no, I don't. One of the reasons is we were going to the office 1 to 2 days a week, and I didn't really like the commute. And I feel like I'm more productive at home in my own desk. So I wasn't really a fan of going to the office. But that's definitely not the only reason. I wasn't fulfilled in my role. So I don't really miss Big Four. I'm glad it happens, but I don't miss it.
Oh, that's surprising. You think an IT audit, you'd be able to work from home? Or,
well, initially we were working from home, but for some clients, we had to go to the office. Not the company that I was working at, like not the company's office, but we were going to the client site, which I didn't like their office, to be honest. It was like a very small room, I would say. And our team was in that small room. And yeah, it was getting claustrophobic a little bit. But yeah, we were able to work from home most of the time, but especially during busy season, we were going to the office like 1 to 2 days a week, which was making things harder than it should have been.
Got it. So you actually spend most of your time either at home or at the client site. So not
well,
really.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So you actually don't spend much time in the Big Four office.
Yeah. I mean, I probably went there probably like 10 times. But I went to the client side a lot more than 10.
Oh, 10 times in your like year of working there.
Yeah, but I went to the client side a lot more than 10. But yeah. Yeah.
Got it. Is there anything you wish you had known before you started your job or anything like that? Any career-related thing you wish you had known?
Yeah, I wish I've known that IT audit is not really an analyst work and not really related to data analysis. Because going into the job, I assumed it was like a data analyst work. So I think I should have known that it's not really data analysis. It's pure accounting and pure audit. Even though it's IT audit, it's still auditing, not like analyzing or not data analysis. So yeah, that's one thing I wish I've known. I knew the busy season. I knew how busy it was going to get. So those things I knew. But yeah, I didn't know what exactly I thought it was. And I was assuming it was like I just said, it was more of like data analysis, but it definitely wasn't. So yeah.
Well, now thanks to you, more students will know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Any final advice you would share with students who are going for internships or about to graduate and looking for jobs?
Final advice. I would say, all right, just one word. It's going to be very cliche and everyone says the same thing, but I've been there and I've been through college, and I believe the most important thing when you're in college is networking. It could be networking with your professors, because they know a lot of people too. They know people from different companies. They even know some CEOs too, depending on the professors. So definitely network with your professors. Definitely attend every single networking event at your school, not just the career fair where like many companies come and like speak to a bunch of students, but attend smaller networking events for specific firms, and keep in touch with your friends too, because someday some of your friends are gonna like get somewhere and you might need some referrals, you might need some advice, you might need someone to like hold your hand, I would say. So yeah, I would say network for sure. Network with your professors, network with the companies who come to your school, and network or keep in touch with your friends, and don't lose connection. So yeah, if you do those, yeah, most likely you're gonna end up getting a job offer you really like. So yeah.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much for sharing all of this, all of your, you know, wisdom and experiences.